we had a representative from Culture there that gave us a must say a fantastic presentation, you know. And you know, as on top of that, he outlined as well, you know, the fact of Culture, what they had to deal with, the dangers of the work and the dangerous conditions of that as well. But you know, what I've stated here and I've stated before was that the planting policy needs to be reviewed. The corridors of planting between power lines and along our roads, you know, that's just not adequate enough. I do understand that it's all down to the KB of the line, but that still ranges from somewhere in the region of 4 metres to, I think, it's 76. You know, and I feel that this needs to be re-looked at as a matter of urgency, because, Donald, you know, we're seeing more and more storms here going forward, and, you know, we need to act, we need to get on top of this going forward. And, you know, I was very enlightened today to hear from the representative of Culture that the agriculture minister has really took a strong interest on what happened and kind of working towards the future of trying to prevent it. So I feel myself as a farmer, a suckler and sheep farmer, though, that the agriculture minister needs to bring in an incentive or a scheme for farmers and landowners to entice them to cut back their hedges along our roads. Because I feel, you know, This would be of great benefit. And, you know, if a scheme has taken in place and the right scheme where landowners and farmers can get paid to carry out these works, I think it would be really, really, really beneficial. And it takes me back as well, Donald, to a motion that I tabled there at our plenary meeting just on Monday in relation to overhanging trees in our roads. And, you know, there's some confusion there between Donegal County Council as well and landowners in relation to from the verge of the road to the fence. Who's responsible for these overhanging trees? And, you know, Dolan, we have articulated vehicles there. We have buses, lorries that's day in and day out are getting damaged by overhanging trees on our regional roads particular and our back roads as well. So I feel it's important that there's clarification on this from both Donegal County Council and from the Minister of Agriculture now, that they should work together and come up with a good incentive. And I feel a good scheme to entice farmers and landowners to work with them going forward. Well, that's traffic management, helping them by supporting them with some funding. I think it's imperative that happens, because there's one thing, Donald, that I know for sure, as landowners and farmers, they are willing to do this work. They're willing to cut back the dangerous trees. But at the minute, the cost of putting traffic management in place is way too excessive. And I stated before, of some farmers that approach me, and it's cost them in the region of €3,000 per day to put traffic management in place. And you know, that's not on. We need to work with them. So I'll be pushing hard for the Agriculture Minister, along with Donegal County Council, for the future of Donegal and our roads, for road safety, that we all work together and try and come up with a good incentive to have these works carried out.